USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi believed to be dead after a U.S.-led raid in northwestern Syria Saturday. Witnesses say it involved planes, helicopters, and drones, and targeted an apparent safe house where the ISIS leader had been hiding. There are also reports al-Baghdadi's death was in fact caused by a suicide belt that he triggered himself when those forces closed in. Military analyst retired Colonel Cedric Layton wouldn't be surprised.
There were intelligence reports that came out in the public domain a few years ago that al-Baghdadi actually slept with a suicide vest on his person. So this is not a surprise.
The retired colonel speaking there on CNN. President Trump's expected to speak about Baghdadi's death shortly from the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The risk of wildfires in California has never been higher, according to PG&E meteorologist Scott Strenfel, who says Santa Ana winds will pick up later today and they'll last well into tomorrow. And the Northern California Bay Area region is especially on alert.
All the conditions needed for significant fires will be present in this event.
The Kincade Fire in Sonoma County has already burned 26,000 acres and continues to grow with only 11% containment. About 90,000 residents in that area have been ordered to evacuate. 4 people under arrest after dozens of bodies were found in a shipping container truck near London last week. 1 person was arrested right after the discovery. Now British police have arrested 2 men and a woman as well. The remains are believed to have been those of Vietnamese nationals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The criminal justice system was the focus of a forum yesterday where 7 of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls addressed a crowd in Columbia, South Carolina. Among them, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the South Bend, Indiana mayor, on what he would do to reform the system.
Things like setting up a different standard around policing, making sure that the federal system is leading the way toward decarceration. Look, there's still this myth that locking people up makes us safe. We are the most locked up country in the world, and we are certainly not the safest.
President Trump's denying that his former chief of staff warned him not to replace him with a yes man. They say John Kelly had told the president he'd be impeached if he did that. President Trump saying in a statement that if Kelly had told him that, he would have thrown him out of the office immediately. Trump says Kelly just wants to come back into the action. Like everybody else, Kelly resigned on the 2nd of January, supposedly under duress, and was replaced by Mick Mulvaney. And an animated cat and mouse are coming back to the big screen, according to Variety, that says Warner Brothers will release a live-action hybrid comedy, Tom and Jerry, in December 2020. The movie to involve the always battling feline and rodent getting kicked out of their home and moving into a fancy New York hotel together. Tom and Jerry were Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's first bona fide cartoon stars back in the 40s. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.